Among the harbor islands out in Boston, there stands a second military installation, one known as Fort Warren. Though no longer used, Fort Warren served a valuable function during the Civil War as being a prison for the Union Army, where Confederate soldiers and prisoners of war were held. Fort Warren was also the site of one of the most infamous hauntings in all of Boston. During the Civil War, a lady by the name of Miss Melanie Lanier was the wife of a Confederate officer, an officer who was captured and held at Fort Warren. Miss Lanier was a woman of great determination and strength. She traveled alone somehow to Boston, disguised as a man. She procured work on one of the construction crews working on Fort Warren, and once inside, contacted her husband and formulated a daring plan for his escape. But not only for his escape, to in fact turn the tide of the war. For the Confederate prisoners at Fort Warren vastly outnumber the Union soldiers guarding them, and so the Lanyers plan to tunnel from the dungeons into the ammunition stores, there arm themselves, take control of Fort Warren, and turn its cannons on the city of Boston. Their plan was almost perfect, except the map they were using to tunnel to the ammunition holds did not include the stone wall. And when they encountered it and their tools struck stone, it made such a noise that the Union guards came running. Seeing the guards approach, Melanie Lanier stepped in front of her troops, shouted a cry to fight on, drew a pistol, and fired at them. But her weapon was in a bad condition. It exploded in her hand and sent a shard of metal into her husband's skull, cutting into his brain and killing him almost instantly. Melanie Lanier and the other conspirators were captured, convicted as spies, and sentenced to death. Mrs. Lanier had one last request, that she be permitted to die as a woman and not a man. They had no women's clothing at the fort, but they did have an old black opera cloak from some previous theatrical production, and they made an approximation of a dress out of it, and they hanged her on a warm May day. A few weeks after her date of execution, the first sighting was reported. A figure in black walking the halls of Fort Warren and disappearing. A few months later, the sightings became more frequent. The soldiers began to report. The specter would speak, insult them, chide them. Any sentry alone might have this figure in black whispering in its ear, might suggest that they commit suicide, turn their arms onto their fellow soldiers. Within a year, there were reports of soldiers actually being touched by this specter, shoved towards the edge of walls or cliffs or the ocean. During World War I, one soldier even reported being choked by the ghost now known as the Lady in Black. He survived his encounter with this ghost, but he spent many years in an institution as a result. And even to this day, in Fort Warren, the enlisted men and women are required to walk guard duty two or three together, so that no one will have an unfortunate encounter with Mrs. Melanie Lanier, a woman who seemed to have never given up on the hope that the South will someday rise again.